Here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather at 4 o'clock. According to Statek survey of 4,000 residents, people in Luxembourg go on holiday at least five times a year on average. Last year was an historic high for holidays with 5.2 trips a year. Holiday costs are also at an all-time high, with the average trip costing €1,304, and around 83% of participants spent a night away from home at least once in 2025. David Pereira, the director of Amnesty International Luxembourg, has urged Luxembourg's authorities to go beyond legal formalities and take a stronger moral stance in response to the sale of Israeli state bonds on its financial markets. He also criticized the CSSF for what he described as complicity through authorizing the sale of these bonds, given the ongoing conflict in Gaza and related human rights violations. Unions and Indorama Ventures Mobility Luxembourg have signed a social plan ahead of the permanent closure of the Steinfort industrial site. The agreement secures additional financial compensation, training, retraining opportunities, and outplacement services for the affected workers. A follow-up committee will monitor its implementation. In international news, UK Prime Minister Andy Burnham has formally opened his newly created Northern office today, promising a different way of running Britain as he bids to reverse decades of centralising power over England in London. Eurostat released its latest provisional data on renewable energy in the EU for 2025. The share of energy from renewable sources in the EU's gross final energy consumption grew from 9.6% in 2004 to 26.2% in 2025. The target for 2030 is set at 42.5%, which would require an average annual increase of 3.3 percentage points from 2025 to 2030. At least 17 people have been killed today in escalating long-range strikes between Russia and Ukraine. Russian attacks killed 11 people near Kyiv and in Slovyansk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian drone strikes targeted a military factory in Kirov and hit a Wildberries retail warehouse outside St. Petersburg. In sports, the 23rd Commonwealth Games opened in Glasgow, with Olympic champions Adam Ramsay-Peaty and Duncan Scott advancing in the pool. Australian swimmers are heavily favoured for gold, motivated by an incentive scheme funded by billionaire Gina Rinehart that awards $20,000 per gold medal. And finally, Charles Leclerc topped the times and experienced a car failure on his Ferrari as he outpaced Red Bull's Max Verstappen in today's opening free practice at the Hungarian Grand Prix. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Temperatures are starting to rise again and today will be dry and generally sunny for the entirety, although we may see the odd cloud move across and only a very little breeze. It is currently around 23 degrees at the moment and could reach a high of 27 Celsius in the late afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
Fairly smooth on the road still, with a 9-minute delay on the A3 heading to Dudelange. Then on the N31, we have a 4-minute delay between the CR186 and Bettenberg. Then on the N1, we have a 3-minute delay between the CR143 and Grevemacher. And then there may still be a broken down heavy lorry, maybe causing an obstruction on the road, on the N16 in Mondorf. Speed checks in the afternoon, we have one in Hivange on the Rue de Dahlem, and then in Limpertsberg on the Avenue Victor Hugo. And as always, for all your latest traffic news, head on over to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee,
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do.
No,
it's so good, isn't it? Oh my God. I mean, because you were explaining to me, it's not really about whether he chooses to, you know, live in Texas or Tennessee, whatever.
No, I got that part.
Oh, right. Because I didn't. Oh, okay.
No, I did understand that it was about, like, you know, some, like, a girl and stuff. I just wasn't listening to the lyrics enough.
All right.
And now I get that it's actually, like, the other girl is, Texas and she's Tennessee.
Right,
and then he,
right.
We will never pick Tennessee.
No, I got that. I definitely got that.
I didn't get that.
No, me neither. No, I really did not get that.
I just feel like, this is a bop. This is
great. Yeah, he wants to move to Houston. He's got, but maybe
I want to move to Houston.
Yeah, but the housing prices are crazy.
It's such a good accent.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, that was Ella Langley.
It was Ella
with Choosing Texas. Next up, we have Dominic Fike with Baby Doll.
Oh,
I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all. Different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never, and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place.